Gemini sun signs and Gemini rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for May 2019. And Gemini, just want to take a moment to honor that you are on the verge of emerging into your astrological season toward the end of this month. And there's been a real return to yourself these past few months. In April, you were called into the card, the Page of Wands, which was all about kind of stripping it down, getting back to the basics of what really ignites your soul, that teenager metaphor or whatever you want to use as really repurposing and repossessing your own tastes. And the card that's coming through for you in May, the High Priestess reversed, is very much an extension of this energy of self-repossession. And the High Priestess sometimes can feel, especially for a Gemini energy, which you are all about, this idea of reciprocity between yourselves and the environment, really reaching out into the external to process that and take it back into the internal. And the High Priestess calls you into a slightly different rhythm around that. The High Priestess originates from the inside, and then when and if this being decides to move out into the external, it's from this very intensely core internal place. So just take a moment to let that wash over you. This may bring up feelings of discomfort around that kind of stillness or around this fear, perhaps, of being kind of cut off from the external world, but this is not an exile that's forced. For you in May, it's really a sanctuary that's chosen. Where can you really interrupt the kind of static that sometimes gets kind of clogged in your channel from too much being taken in from the external world and return to this kind of sight of yourself, return to this core essence? And this can feel like a very esoteric, out there, metaphorical process. How does this literally happen in the world? How do we literally live the energy of the High Priestess? And it's a subtle shift in energy. It could be that you're in conversation with a friend and something starts to come up for you that just doesn't feel right. Whatever they're saying to you or the kind of messaging you're getting doesn't feel like it's aligned with your inner core. And you just sort of build a little bit of a protective habitat within yourself within the context of that conversation. It doesn't even need to be that you interrupt the conversation or you tell the person that they're wrong. This isn't about right and wrong. This is about a landscape that's way beyond that. That's about navigating from this internal place on a very subtle level. Or it may be that you take a very dramatic action in the month of May and you go on retreat that's available to you, that you actually literally remove yourself into an environment where the static and the buzz and the kind of backdrop of noise is literally turned down so you're able to amplify that inner voice. Or it could be that you're just sort of walking and moving through your day and you just notice kind of almost a cloak that you can put around yourself and imagistically to protect yourself from some of the input that you're constantly receiving. So whatever it is in May, you're really called into this core, you're called into this place of stillness and turning down some of the knobs on the external sound so you can really hear that internal channel in a new way. And so I'm wishing you a really sweet month of May, and I will speak with you in June.